one-room schoolhouse. One room, all the children within, you know. So they, a lot of times the kids get well, they don't want to go to school, and then I said, well, you know, y'all just don't know how good you got it now, because of what I had when I had to go to school, and sometimes we went without a lunch. We didn't know what a hot lunch was. Sometimes we didn't have a lunch to take home from home to school. And we would really be glad to get home in the afternoon and get something to eat. I'm telling you. One little incident I could recall on, say, like lunch, and something now the children just mostly take for granted. One of my friends, she used to be, well, that was some children, you know, had a little bit more than other children. And she used to take peanut butter and soda crackers. We call them soda crackers, but they're saltine. We always say soda crackers. I don't know why. Yeah. But that was one thing I used to, you know, I was just one that I thought if I had, you know, soda cracker peanut butter, I had something.
Yeah.
And now they just take it for granted. And now they really get, well, with my earnings and everything, my children, I have two left in school now. And they, you know, since they started this lunch program, they get free lunch, and then sometimes they complain about, we didn't have nothing for lunch. And, well, I guess, you know, they just don't know or just don't understand, but I remind them of what I went through when I was going to school and didn't have nothing like the clothes or something that they had to wear now to school. And then they don't have nothing to do but most of the time we'll walk right out to the bus and get on the bus and go to school, and we had to get out in the car and walk.
That's
so,
kind of hard for you to communicate that
thing.
Yeah,
that's true. So I think it has improved, you know, the book and everything has improved so much. Because, I mean, you know, a lot of times when my children end up going and attending school, it was so many times that the education I got, they would bring lesson home, and I couldn't, you know, I couldn't even help them with it because I didn't know it, and I couldn't help them with it. In fact, sometimes they said the teachers would put things on the board. They wouldn't even give them an example of it because they said then they felt like they didn't know. They wouldn't even give them an example when they put it on the board or something, or, you know, give them a sign or something. They wouldn't, you know, just kind of lead them off how it's going. So they just said they felt like being that some of them didn't know. But they have brought lessons home many times that I couldn't even help them with in these days because I just didn't know it.
Do you think the teachers understand the problems of the schools, especially now it's integrated? Are they in a hard spot?
Well, it might be, but it might have been, I'd say, when they first started, but I believe it's, you know,
kind of
level. Yeah, on level 9, I believe so. I really, everybody just have problems and problems, one problem right after another, and I guess they all just like everybody else, and it's just one of those things, but I guess maybe they never know it. Maybe some of them don't know too much. They just get by somehow. I don't know. I really feel like in this day and time, people just get by, you know, they just get by with so many things.
Yeah.
So many things.
You think, like, America's a good place for kids to grow up in around the country
today? Well, I think so. I hadn't found too many faults. I mean, there are a lot of improvement, I think, that could be done, you know. I like to read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I take the papers, and I've read where a lot of the teenagers, you know, well, I never read, well, no black or anything wrote, and they got a space in there called Voice of the People.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the younger people would like to have a skating rink, somewhere for, you know, teenagers to go, to have to go, something like, and they had one bowling alley, they cut it out. So, you know, they was appealing from to the thing that, you know, like the skating rink and replace the bowling alley and things like that, which, now they did give up, the blacks do have a swimming pool. Because one summer, I think about maybe one or two, maybe three black children went swimming in this Mercury Creek down here, and they got drowned. And so after that, then they built a swimming pool. Well, the blacks didn't have anywhere they could go to swim. So up here at Plains, the town up at Plains, if you might have heard them talking about that. Well, they had one up there. They finished one up there, I think, last year.